25 Walnut Street, the Joseph and William Wanton House. This home is believed to have been constructed circa 1770. Records indicate that at this time, Joseph and William Wanton were paying rent on the lot. At first glance, one might think the two brothers were living in the house together. However, Joseph and William Wanton was actually the name of the merchant company owned by members of the Wanton family. The Wantons played a prominent role in Newport's economy and in Rhode Island politics. Many of them were loyalists during the Revolutionary War. In fact, Joseph Wanton Sr. was serving as governor in 1775 when the war started, but he was removed from office by the General Assembly for his refusal to raise an army. When Newport was retaken from the British, many of the Wanton family's properties in Newport were confiscated. During the French occupation of Newport, 25 Walnut Street served as quarters for Major General Antoine Charles de Hugh Baron de Vieux-Menil. He was second in command to General Rochambeau during the Yorktown campaign and commanded the French assault on Rue d'Aunine. The house was acquired by the Newport Restoration Foundation in 1972. Very little original fabric remained in the house when it was purchased. During the restoration, modern porches and additions were removed, and house details were reproduced based on fragments of original moldings, doors, chair rail pieces, and a mantle that was appropriate for the period. Other mantles and panels added to the house came from NRF inventory of 18th century woodwork. Interestingly, the house sits high on raised land, which may indicate that the building was raised on its existing site to provide a dry cellar. From the late 18th century and into the 20th century, it was common to raise houses on their foundations in the Point neighborhood because of frequent flooding. Today, the Point neighborhood is especially vulnerable to the effects of climate change and rising sea levels. In 2016, NRF launched Keeping History Above Water, an initiative focused on protecting vulnerable historic neighborhoods. You can learn more about it on our website.